If after Shemitah, somebody, the loiva, wants to pay you back, even though maybe it's not supposed to, but even after Shemitah, the loiva comes with the money and wants to give the money back to the malva. So the locha is, sorich sheyoyim aloy mishamatani. The malva first has to refuse. And the malva has to tell the loiva, it's Shemitah, like Shemit, you don't have to pay me back. But the malva, if the loiva says, afal pekein, even so, then you kablimenu. Then you should know the malva is allowed to receive the money. Not the pshat that there's an issa for him to receive it. It's only that he has to tell him it's Shemitah. But if the loiva says, even so, I want to give it to you, then he's allowed to receive it. Shenema, because the pasuk says like this, it says, v'zeh devar ha-shemitah. So Dashin, deeper is enough, as long as you said Shomet, that listen, I don't want the money now, Sharia stops the Chayiv, that's enough. Now if the Malva Leiva says, even though I want to give it, then he's allowed to. As a Sarach Leima, deeper shall Shemit. You only have to say deeper, that's all. And Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Ishno, V'tolin le'yad diyom hachi. The Malva like has a right to force the Leiva. The loiva, I mean, has the right to force the malva to say, afal pekein. The malva has the right to force the loiva to say, afal pekein. Because we told us, Hashi, imho ye roitz alasabai, yid lenim alaitz, im govr yodi adiyom le afal pekein. If the malva is strong enough, like the malva has the right to force the loiva, to tell the loiva to say, afal pekein. In other words, what happens here? The loiva first wants to give back the money. The malva has to say, nothing doing. But if the loiva says, even so, I want to give it to you, then the malva has the right to take it. So, Eisrei Abayi Yisakash, it says, Kishunoisim loiva, when the loiva wants to pay you up, is al yoyim aloi b'choyv yanim nois necho. He's not supposed to say, I'm going to pay you up, because this is the money I owe you. El rather yoyim aloi, the loiva is supposed to tell the malva, shalihein, really this money is my own money. Uva matana ni nois necho, I still want to give it to you for matana. That's all, but not more. Mashma, he's not supposed to really pay it back. He's only supposed to give it from Matana. So Amalei said back, Tolile nami yada amahachi, enoch nami. That this is also what he should say. Shashi, but Matana ni nice lecho, v'yen ka mishum lo yigosh, lo bebedina katovile v'lav mishum choyv. That's also what he meant to say before. That the malva has a right, like if he's strong enough, to force the loiva, to make the loiva like paid back to him, but not for terrorists a real choyv. But the terrorist is giving him a matana. I gotta really force somebody, you have a right to keep on nudging him until maybe he'll give in and he'll want to give it to you for a matana. Abba, the Meister now was Abba Barmaso Teheve Abba Barmanyumi. It was the same person, Abba Barmanyumi. Have a Masig Be Rabba Zuzi. He owed Rabba money. Rabba once lent him money, he had to pay back to Rabba. Is Asinun Alei B'Shvius. So Rabba now, the Malva, came to them on Shemitah and said, pay me up, like after Shemitah. Omalei, so Abba Bam Yumi said, okay, Asinu Nalei B'Shemitah, so they came to pay up Rabba after Shemitah. Omalei Mishamatani. So Rabba said, listen, it's after Shemitah now, I can't take the money. Shaklin will take the money, V'Yozal. So that's what happened. They took the money and they went away. The kids, so they did not pay back Rabba. So what happened was, Ozal Abaya Abaya went, Ashkeched Ebi Yosef. He saw Rabba feeling very bad. Omalei, so Abaya said to Rabba, Amai Yosef Ma, how come you're feeling so bad? Omalei, Hochi Ebi Maisa. He told him over the story, that these people came to pay me up the money, and I told them, Alocha, I can't receive the money, and they went away. In other words, they didn't come and tell me, Afal Piken, I want to give you the money. They didn't end up and say like that. They just said, okay, you don't want to take the money, goodbye. So Rabbi felt bad. How come they didn't end off saying, even so, still take it? So Ozal Agabes, Abayu went to them. Abayu went to him. Abayu went to his Abba. Omalei, Amtis Le Zuzi Lamar. So Abayu asked him, listen, did you give any money to Mar? Did you pay him up? Did you pay back Abayu? Omalei in, he said yes. As we went up Rabbi, we went to pay him up. Omalei, Omai Omalecho. So Abaye asked Abba Baminyumi, what did Rabba tell you? Omalei, so he said back, the Rabba told me, Mishamatani, that you should know it's after Shemitah, I can't collect the money anymore. So he says, okay, you're free of pain. Alright, turn over. That's what Rabba answered me. So Amalei, so Abaye asked Abba Bar Yumi, V'yamarta le'afa pikein? But did you say back to Rabba that even so, still I want to pay you? Amalei le'i? They said, no, that we didn't say. So Amalei, you should know, so Abba Bar Yumi asked Abaye, V'yamarta le'afa pikein, v'yishak lidaminach? And what would have been if I would have said to him, even so, I want you to accept the money, would have he accepted it? Abaye told him that if you would have told Rabba, even so, I want to pay you up, then Rabba would have accepted the money. Hashtemiya, so right now, I'm Tuyin Alei, go back to him. V'yayimalei, go back to Rabba and tell Rabba, Afa Pikein. So Kitzar Abaye told this Abba Bar Yumi to go back and still try and pay the money back to Rabba. So Ozal, Abba Bar Yumi went to Rabba, Amtinan Alei, V'yayimalei, and he went to Rabba and said, I want to pay you. And again, Rabba said no. And now Abba Bar Yumi answered back and said, Afa Pikein. Even so, still I want to give it to you. So Shaklini Minei, that's the mindset that Rabba now accepted the money. Omar, he said, Lehevi Beidaita by Tzumi Rabbonim Mikora. Like Mashma, at the beginning, you did want to really pay me. But now you came back and you paid me, so I'm accepting the money. So Omar, Rashi, Rabba, Lehevi Beidaita by Rabbonim Mikora, Devil Elameim, Rafa became. He didn't know, he didn't like, just think out, like, Rashi, he didn't know the Talocha, that you're supposed to say, Rafa became. A Kofar is Mashma, though, that you're allowed to do with the Chachila. That after Shemitah, that true, the Malva first has to say, I can't take the money, but if the Leiva says, Afa Pekain, still I want to pay it to you, then the Chachili, you're allowed to take the money. Omer Rav Yudom Rav Nachman, Neman Adam Leima Prusbul Hoye Viyod Viyod Yemeni. A person is Neman to say that, I had a Prusbul and I lost it. In other words, the Malva wants to collect his money, now after Shemitah. So we believe him if he tells us that he had a Prusbul written up. My time, what's the reason? Why do we believe him? Like Lechuri wants to be Maitzi Mom and he's collecting the money now. So we should say, Olav Lavi Raya. Teretz is, Kiva the Tkina Rabban a Prusbul since the Hillel made a Takana. To make a Prusbul, it's a Svara that for sure he did it. That Leshava Ketera Vyachli Surah. Like for sure he did what's Mutter and he wouldn't stand relying on Issa. So most probably he did it. Mara says, Ki Osim the Kaim of the Rabban, went in front of Rav Amalei. Midi Prusbul Hoy Lecha. When a Malva wanted to collect the money, so Rav himself asked the person, did you have a Prusbul? The offer and it got lost. He said, like this time, we're supposed to open up our mouths for a person that doesn't say it. In other words, any Malva that comes to collect the money after Shemitah, we ourselves open up our mouths for him. And try and tie it for him, like even if he doesn't have a Prusbul, we ask him, listen, maybe you had a Prusbul and it got lost. Because most times people do write Prusbul. Tanan we learned V'chein bal choiv shemoitzi shtar choiv V'yeini moi Prusbul is a rei elu lo yifro. It says not that. It says a bal choiv goes to collect the money and he doesn't have a Prusbul. He can't collect the money. So Mara says Tanoi takashur samachoyke Tanoim. Tanani we learned like this Hamoitzi shtar choiv sorach she'im moi Prusbul L'chol moim remain at sorach no. So why Rashi says the Neman Leima Nevad? So it's like a machoikas in this prat that if a Malva now comes to collect his money and he doesn't have a Prusbul, is he believed to say that he had a Prusbul just he lost it? That's like a machoikas Tanoim. One time it says no, he's not Neman, because the Maisa, you're the one that's going to collect the money to be Maisa the Mammon. So you say, Maisa Mechaverwa, you have to prove it. And the other time it says no, it's a Swarab Shuta that for sure he did it. And so he speaks out, for this reason, he's never even without a shvua. He doesn't even have to swear to us. He's believed to say that he had a prusbul written up. Mishnah Nu Alacha now. Eved Shenishba, an Eved Kanani of a Jew that was captured by the Goyim. Opadu, and people paid the ransom, people freed him. So it depends. The person that paid the money now, what was his intentions? Im Lushum Eved, if his intention was to get him out of the Goyish hands, but to still keep him as an Eved, is Yishtabit, it still has to be an Eved. We'll soon see to who. In Lashun Ben Chorin, if he wanted to free him now, to become a Ben Chorin, Lo Yishtabit. Nobody's allowed to work with him, he has to like be free. We'll soon see what the case is. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Leimano, that Ben Kach or Ben Kach Yishtabit. In both cases, this Eved, after he's freed from the ransom, still he has to go back to be a slave. So Mar says, but my askina, what are we talking about over here? Eli Malifnei Yish, if we're talking about what happened. First, Reuven owned an Eved Kanani, and some Goyim kidnapped him. And then somebody came and paid the ransom. So if Reuven, the first owner, was not Miyayish, did not give up from getting it back, so the Eved still belongs to Reuven. Says so, Lashum Becher, even if this new person now freed him, to make the Eved free, Amad Lo Yishtabed, why doesn't he still have to work for Reuven, the first owner? He wasn't Miyayish, it belongs to him. Ella, for sure you have to tell him Miliachayish. The Mishnah is talking about after the owner was already Miyayish. If so, Lishumevet Amayishtabit. Why does it say if this person that pays the ransom does it that this Eved Kanani should go back to be an Eved Kanani, he still has to work? The first owner was Miyayish. Yish should be kind, he should go out free. So Rabbi Abayis is like this. The Pshat is Li'erlam of Nayish. Really, we're talking about before the first owner was Miyayish. Well, Lishumevet, what does it mean he has to go back to work? That means true, Yishtab of the Rabbi Rishon, true, he has to go back work for the first owner. What about Lishum ben Chorin? Let's say the person that paid the ransom had in mind to let him go free. Is Lo Yishtab, but here he's not supposed to work. Who? Lo Yishtab, but Lo the Rabbi Rishon, Lo the Rabbi Sheni. He doesn't work for the first owner, and not for this person now that freed him. Why not? Lo Rabbi Sheni, Lo Yishtab, Lo Lishum ben Chorin, Porkeo. That's Pasha. To the new one that freed him now, paid the money for him, he had intentions of letting him go out free. So for sure, he's not an Eved to him, he doesn't have to work for him. But the question is though, the Rabbi Rishay Nami, how come he doesn't have to go back to work for the first Odin? There was no Yish yet. I tell you, a new Svara of Dilma Mimnoyiv Loi Pirki. The new Svara said that if people pay the ransom, Al-Manasseh, he should be freed, people only pay ransom if they know he's going to be a Ben Chorin. But if they think it's still going to be an Eved, they wouldn't pay the money. Therefore, it's at the corner of the Rabbanan to say, in such a case, that the first Eved should have to like free his Eved. Because otherwise, the Eved would have never been freed from the Goyim. Like people that pay ransom money, they only did it on Manasseh that this Eved Kanani should become a Ben Chorin. That's a takana that the first Odin should free him then. We have Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, I'm not Benkach or Benkach Yishtabed. No, indeed, both cases still he has to work for the first Odin. Because he holds like this, that Kishem Shemitzel Liftois as Ben Chorin, Kach Mitzlevdois as Avodim, no, the same mitzvah applies. He's an Eved Kanani, true, but he has a lot to do mitzvahs like an Isha, so there's a mitzvah to be pointed to pay the ransom for an Eved Kanani also. So therefore, people won't stop from doing it. So therefore, if the first owner was not Miyayish yet, he still has to work for the first owner. Rav Omarov says, Li'olam Li'achayish. Now, the Mishnah is talking about after the first owner was Miyayish, gave up hope. If so, Lishum Eved, what does it mean he has to work still? Yishtab of the Rabbi Sheni, he has to work for the new owner. Because he paid the ransom like he's the one that's kind to him now. Lishum ben Chorin, what does it mean? Lo yishtab adon l'rabbi rishon l'rabbi sheni. If the second one paid ransom, Amnashi should be freed, he remains freed. Because the rabbi sheni lo doesn't have to work for the lishum ben Chorin perku. But the second one freed him to be a free person. The rabbi rishon ami lo do liacha yish. Because it's after yish, heavy. And yish is kinda, therefore, he goes out free. And Shimon omil lo'im benkach benkach yishtabit. Still he has to work. The question is why? The other was Miyayish. Why does he have to work? So Gemara says there's also Takona here. Kedechizkiyah. The Yom HaChizkiyah. Mifnei Ma'omer, why was it said that Benkach or Benkach Yishtabdu, in both cases this Eved still has to work? Shlo Yehei Kol Echad V'yechol Herlech O'mapal Atzma L'Gaisois O'mafki Atzma M'dei Rabboi. That we're afraid otherwise all the Eved Kanani would like the idea. Like here they're working hard for another, for Esther. So they'll let themselves be captured by army men, and they'll think that somebody else will be paid to them, and then they'll become free. So that's the way that if somebody else pays the rent and they do become free, we're afraid all the Avodim will do this. See, even after the owner was Miyayish, still there's a takana, he has to go back to work. Meisvei Avakasha says, Omalem Rishon ben Gamliel, Kishem Shemitzvah, Lifter says, Bnei Chorin, Kach Mitzlifter says, Avodim. That's what Shimon Gamliel answered back and said, "There's a mitzvah to be paid the avodim also." So Vishlei Malah by the Yom Lufnei Yish, the Mishnah is talking about Lufnei Yish, Hainu Dekom Kishayim. That's what I said. It's for of Kishayim. The first owner was not Miyayish, so really you should have to work for the first one. So then, why do we say if? So that's what Shimon Gamliel says, that even if somebody freed him to be free, still he works for the first Eved, because there's a mitzvah to be paid the Eved Kanani also.
Elalarov diyom liyacha yish. Hi, so why does Shimon Gamliel have to answer back and say this is where it was? Kishayim, he should answer back rather mishum the chiskiyu. If after the owner's miyayish, know why he has to work, it's only because the chiskiyu is svara. So Shimon said the wrong svara. Rabbi says like this. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel have a yodamai kama rabbonin. He didn't know exactly what was the rabbonin's svara. Vachi kamalhu. This is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel answered back to the rabbonin. Either way you say, I have a reason against you. If you're talking about before yish, hainu kishayim, then you know why the Eved still has to work right now? Because even if it'll be an Eved, people will still free him. If you're talking about liyach yish, you know why he still has to work? Because like Chizkiyah Svar, we don't want the Avodim to go out free, that the Avodim themselves should not start to run away from the Master to be caught by the geisers. Who does he have to work for? For the second mister, the one that freed him. Fred Gemara, Rabbi Shane, but my Connolly. Who is he kind of from? How does he have a king in this have a Kanani now? So my answer is Mishaboy. He's like kind of from the people that captured him. From the kidnappers, he's buying it off the kidnappers. So where's the kasha about Shavnoi Gufa Mikonalei? Were the kidnappers their goyim? Do they have any kin in this Eved? Versus in yes. Konalei Lemaisi Yodov. They're kainim, at least that he has to work for him. The Yomar Ashlokish. Minayin Haribunol Yovikichovim. Shekonas Lovikichovim Lemaisi Yodov. One guy could own another guy just for the fact that he has to work for him. Shinaman Apostle says, Megam, Bnei Ateshov, Magormi Mochem. Mehem tiknu, the mitzatem kainem mehem, for loyhem kainem mehem, loyhem kainem zeh zeh, yochol loyikna zeh zeh, loyikna zeh zeh, amrit loyhem kainem zeh zeh, we'll stop here. Means to say is that they can't be kainem kinyin aguf, but a kinyin maisa yoda that a guy could have. A guy could own another guy just that he has to work for him. But when a Jew owns an Eved Kanani, that's a kinyin aguf, it's more than just that a maisa yoda. That a guy can't have. All right, we'll stop here. He really was holding the flam with ches. Just this last gemara again was. The shala was last four lines. Was ul rova. The yom aliyach hayish. Rova said, we're talking about now that after the owner was miyayish upon his Eved Kanani. So it says that ul rabbi sheni. So it says he has to work for the rabbi sheni. That's the way Rav learns. The question was, Rabbi Shein Yiman Konnelei, from who was the second master Konnel? In other words, the Mishnah is talking about, we have an Eved Kanani that was captured, that the Goyim captured him. And now another Jew came and freed him, paid the ransom. So it says that if the first owner was Miyayish, so the first owner doesn't get him back anymore, but instead he works by the second one. So the question is now, how was the second owner kind to him? Miman Konnelei. So Gemara says, Mishaboy, the second owner, the second Jew that freed him, paid the ransom, is kind acquires him from this guy that captured him. So Gemara asks the Kasha, Shaboy Gufa Mikonile, was the one that captured him, this guy, is he kind of the Eved Kanani? So Gemara says, in yes, Konile Lamaisa Yodov. The locher is that this guy that captured the Eved Kanani is kind of the guy for Maisa Yodov. That means that the guy now has to work, the Eved has to work for him. The Yom Reshlok, the Shlok said like this, Minayin, how do we know this halacha, Minayin le'ovik echovim, She'akone es ovik echovim, L'maisa yodav. How do we know that there's such halacha, one guy could own another guy? A guy could buy another guy that the second guy now has to work for him. L'maisa yodav. Not a kinyan haguf, like if you want to free him, you don't have to give him a get shichur, but just L'maisa yodav, the work that he does, like he has to work for you. Shenyama, because the pasuk says, "V'gam mibnei atayshovim agerim mimochem mayhem tiknu." Says even the nations that live around you, you're allowed to buy avodim, you can buy slaves from them. So idash is an extra word, mayhem tiknu. So idash in atem kainu mayhem. You could buy from them. A Jew could buy an Eved Kanani. When a Jew buys an Eved Kanani, it has the lock of an Eved Kanani. But v'loy heim.